elated. You know, it's been a long campaign now for the last 16 weeks, and the second one that I had to fight in the last 18 months and proved successful on both occasions. I'm really looking forward to the challenge, but obviously I have mixed feelings here this morning at the school because I've been here now nearly 19 years as principal, and it's a big wrench to leave such a beautiful, lovely school here in Knocklyon. But really looking forward to the challenge and working for teachers and trying to improve the profession and trying to improve the education systems north and south in the years ahead. So it's a great honour for me and for my family to be General Secretary designate this morning.
And in terms of the overall vote, everybody seemed to vote overwhelmingly in favour of yourself, 52.6%. That must be a great positive feedback to get going forward.
Well, it was, Catherine, in the sense that with three candidates and very fine candidates and very experienced people working in the office for a long time, and me coming directly from school, okay, I did have the presidency. But I suppose the branches indicated back in October, 65% of them, that I was the preferred choice. But nowadays, like any organisation, not every member goes to the branch meeting. So I had a concern that, you know, with the social media and various other platforms, that the other two candidates were gaining. And right up until the end yesterday of the first count, you know, we felt it was going to go to a second count. But from what I'm hearing, the Ulster votes were very significant towards the end of the count, and that was enough to get me over the line. And I'm so grateful to all the teachers in Donegal, Leitrim, what we call District 3, and all across the six counties who supported me, because you know, I've always been very close to the small schools of rural Ireland and to my roots back in Mulladuffin and Larossus. And I think it was very gratifying that so many people up around home voted for me.